the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's been a rough 3 months economically for the country and therefore for the Obama administration. Three disappointing jobs reports in a row. On April 8th, exactly 3 months ago, in the Rasmussen poll of likely voters, it was 45-45 between Governor Romney and President Obama. On July 8th, today, in the Rasmussen poll, it's 46-46. So President Obama's had three disappointing months, but he's holding his own. And if I were in the Romney campaign, that would worry me. And I think the Fox News poll actually has the key to what the problem is for the Romney campaign. Do you think Barack Obama has a clear plan for improving the economy or not? Yes, 41, no, 53. It's not great for an incumbent president. The economy's slow, and you're only at 41-53. Do you think his challenger, Governor Romney, has a clear plan for improving the economy or not? Yes, 27, no, 55. I don't think you can beat an incumbent president. Even if the economy is slow, if 27% of the voters think you, as the challenger, don't have a clear plan for improving the economy.
There's Bill Kristol explaining why he thinks Mitt Romney ought to be concerned about the latest poll numbers regarding the economy. Presidential race is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, having, recovered a bit, maybe recovering from the weekend or the 4th of July. Politics big over the weekend. The Sunday morning talk programs, the interview shows that are on that become the fodder for most of our Monday morning conversations. We're into this big time. As an example of that, Fox News host David Asman talked to Daniel Henninger and James Freeman, both in the Wall Street Journal, about confusion in the Romney campaign in response to the Supreme Court ruling on Obamacare.
There was a big shakeup famously in the Reagan campaign back in 1980, sort of at this point in their campaign. Is a shakeup in the Romney campaign needed to straighten out the course?
David, look, we're not inside these campaigns. We don't know who's saying what. But I have another example that I think is almost as bad as the mandate tax issue, and that is the 4th of July jet ski photograph. Serious. This was like John Kerry water skiing.
With Governor Romney and his wife.
Yeah, on a jet ski, which just sort of supports the Obama idea that this is a guy, rich guy, who has all these expensive toys. Now, I think any campaign manager worth his salt would have said to the candidate, you cannot get in the water on that jet ski with all those photographers over there. But if the candidate himself said, I'm entitled to relax, I'm going to do what I want to do, then the problem starts at the top with Mitt Romney's political instincts. And then we're going to have a problem where 2 months from now you're going to have one of these Michael Dukakis photographs, like in this tank with the helmet, and he'll blow his campaign out of the water.
Well, is a change at the top necessary, though? You mentioned in the editorial itself,
well,
Eric Fernstrom.
A change at the top. The Republican
the top of the team. Aaron. Obviously, Romney's the head of the campaign, but his campaign manager.
Hey, Mr. Fernstrom, I suppose you worry about someone if they read the Boston Globe every day long enough, eventually they might start to believe it. But I think really the problem here is probably with Mr. Romney, that he needs to set a message, endorse a message, be willing to communicate it, and to deliver it with some enthusiasm. And to this point, he's basically been saying, Obama's doing a terrible job, and look at my resume, and he needs something more.
All right, so do you agree with that? Our phone line is 800-510-8255. We'll take calls on the presidential race at the moment, the jobs bill coming up, the heat wave. People are wanting to talk about that. Is the jobs bill related to the, just in general, the numbers that have come out on the economy and jobs? Romney has a perfect opportunity. Is he taking advantage of it? 800-510-8255. All of the things that have happened, the vote last week for the 2 weeks ago now, Supreme Court upholding Obamacare. Is that a victory for Mr. Obama, a victory for the middle class? And has it been used properly politically by the candidate? 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougSteffen.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Here is a new web ad. And in it, Ben LaBolt, who's the National Press Secretary for the Obama campaign, focuses on some of the issues with Mitt Romney's finances and whether it ought to be an issue.
On Tuesday, Vanity Fair published an article on the millions of dollars Mitt Romney has in tax havens like Bermuda and the Cayman Islands. Did he put his money there to avoid paying U.S. taxes? We don't know. because he won't follow precedent and release his tax returns. Here are some things we do know. Mitt Romney owned a shell corporation registered in Bermuda. Mitt Romney keeps millions of his income offshore in the Caymans. Mitt Romney had a bank account in Switzerland. Mitt Romney, who's lately talking about getting tough on China, invested as much as $1.5 million there. The Romney campaign said that when we pointed out these simple facts, we're distorting reality and launching false attacks. But they never said what was false about them. That's because they're true. Mitt Romney could be the first president in history to stash millions offshore. But so far, he's failed to answer simple questions that might explain why, and he refuses to release the documents that might answer those questions. So here's a list of questions the American people deserve the answer to. First, does the Romney family still own the Bermudan Shell Corporation in question? And if so, why won't Romney's campaign admit it? Second, why did Romney transfer ownership of this mysterious corporation to a blind trust in his wife's name the day before he was sworn in as governor? The only logical explanation is in order to avoid disclosure. But if Romney has a better explanation, let's hear it. Third, Bermuda doesn't tax corporate income or capital gains. Convenient. But what taxes would Romney have paid if his money was invested here in America? Mitt Romney is effectively saying he hasn't technically broken any laws by keeping his money in offshore tax havens. Here's the question. Is not technically breaking the law a high enough standard for someone who wants to be president of the United States? Look, this is crazy. It isn't too much to ask that a candidate for president explain why he chose to invest in other countries known as tax havens rather than in the United States.
That's stupid. He didn't show, I don't know whether he invested or he didn't invest, but you can be sure he invested in things in the United States. I mean, you have to, is this the real focus or ought it be the focus of the campaign? Some of you will say yes. Some of you will say no. Oughtn't it to be? Shouldn't it be? Can't it be? Will it be when you make your decision what you think can be done to improve what's going on in America? And I'm not saying the guy has it. I'm not saying he's right or wrong, but I'm not saying that it's the most important issue either. Maybe I should ask you what you think the most important issue is when it comes to the political realities of the presidential race. 800-510-8255. Help yourself. We visit with ABC's This Week next here on The Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air,
it isn't,
then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You?
Me?
But I can't.
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is a 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
800-510-8255. Let's see here. Let's try Terry Moran from ABC's This Week talking to Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal and Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley.
Voters still aren't really sure of who Mitt Romney is, and this week there were two major articles, Vanity Fair, Associated Press, taking a look at his fortune, and as you pointed out, he had a secret company in Bermuda. Not a lot of Americans have that. 12 offshore tax haven funds in the Cayman Islands and that Swiss bank account. Let me go to Governor Jindal. Is it fair for voters to consider, Governor, what Mitt Romney does with his money outside the United States?
I'm happy he's a successful businessman. We've got a president today who's never run a business, never run anything, including a lemonade stand, before he was president
of the
United States.
Governor, what about the Swiss bank account?
We can't afford 4 more years of on-the-job training. Look, the bottom line is I'm thrilled that Mitt Romney has been successful in the private sector.
Well, what about his money out of the
country?
Is it okay for voters to consider the amount of money that he's put out of the country in tax havens offshore, in secret Bermuda companies? Does that make sense for voters to consider?
Look, I think voters will consider all of the distractions thrown out by the Obama campaign. But at the end of the day, this election is about two fundamental choices. It's about President Obama, who wants to continue to spend money we don't have. He incurred now $1 trillion-plus deficit every year he's been president after he promised we'd cut the deficit in half. By the end of his first term, he hadn't done that. Promised unemployment would be below 8%, hadn't done that. Promised he'd reform the entitlement programs, hasn't done that. We're going the way of Europe. You may have noticed a couple of weeks ago, the German finance minister actually lectured the American president about borrowing. He said, don't tell us what to do until you get your house in order. It's pretty embarrassing when the Europeans are telling us we're spending and borrowing too much. So,
and there may be
a lot
problems,
of distractions
with
from
those
the Obama campaign, but this is about two fundamental choices.
Got it. So, Governor O'Malley, it is a distraction, according to the Republicans. This is really just sand in the eyes of the American voter.
Oh, it's not a distraction at all. Look,
What's the relevance?
The relevance is this, that Governor Romney can't claim that his state actually was great at creating jobs when he was governor. So he's fallen back and said, look, vote for me. I was a businessman. I created jobs. You want to talk about going the way of Europe? What went the way of Europe were the Swiss bank accounts and the American dollars that Mitt Romney stuffed in that offshore Swiss bank account, jobs that he facilitated companies in moving offshore out of places like Ohio, out of Pennsylvania and Maryland. I mean, this is a fundamental disagreement between two different candidates and their vision for our country's future. Barack Obama believes enough in our country to be willing to work for and invest in it. Mitt Romney bets against America. He bet against America when he put his money in Swiss bank accounts and tax havens and shelters, and also set up the secret company, the shell company in Bermuda, which, by the way, in order to avoid disclosure, he put in his wife's name right before he became governor of Massachusetts. These are legitimate questions that a man who is holding himself out as wanting to lead our country forward needs to answer. He doesn't have an economic policy, and his track record in business was to offshore American jobs and to set up secret bank accounts offshore to shelter his own fair share of paying taxes to make our country stronger.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Stephan here with a continuation of our discussion on the presidential race, where it is at the moment. And Nathan has called us from Asheville, North Carolina, with some thoughts on Mr. Romney and his tax returns. Go ahead. You're on the air there, Nathan.
Yeah, I think that a discussion of Mitt Romney's, you know, business dealings is, you know, a very relevant consideration to the voter, primarily because not only is it, you know, it's clear that it's worthwhile to view, you know, how he's evading taxes and, you know, tax havens, that goes without saying, but more importantly, it reveals the contradiction between Mitt Romney's, you know, supposed stance on the creation of jobs and investment in the country that, you know, through the techniques that he claims are valid, you know, primarily those of the right, the idea of expanding the, you know, the top tier in the corporate sector, and that, you know, the direct contradiction to the way he's investing his money, the way he's, you know, presenting himself to the middle class. You know, it's just, you know, investigating exactly how he's spending his money, you know, reveals, you know, what a myth this entire conservative concept of economics is.
And all right, so what's better, what's around that's better than him?
What's that?
What's around to vote for? What person, party, or philosophy is around that has shown that it can work better than the things that he thinks would work?
I mean, well, not to say that, you know, any one individual in the party is a perfect specimen.
No, I'm not talking about the party. I'm talking about in general. Yeah. There are two choices at the moment, which is, well, not a good situation. That, but go ahead.
Yeah, there's no question that of these two individuals, Obama is a vastly superior candidate.
Really? Based on what?
I mean, let's be honest here. If you look at the economic model of the right, I mean, it's
Let's look at the reality of the economy, period. Never mind the right. Let's look at the reality of the economy for you. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
I mean, personally, I can see very little change in the, you know, in the state of...
Do you think the people who are in your state or others that you know feel that we ought to just stay where we are? Is that because if we vote for...
Well, no, but as you well know, the policies, especially those impacting economics, you can look back as early as FDR and the New Deal, and you can see that the way these things work isn't something measurable over a 4-year time frame. Mm-hmm. And you know how these policies take effect and the way they, you know, influence the economics of the nation. It's not something that has results overnight.
All right. So do we look back to Bush's horrible years and add the 4 years of Obama, so you got 12 years to look at. What do you see?
Well, I think if you look, you'll find, as we well know, the you know, when Clinton handed over the office, you know, we had almost a shrinking deficit and actually a surplus on a year-to-year basis.
Right.
And you see, you know, with progressive increase in, you know, the tax cuts, the very same thing that Romney intends to do, the elimination of these programs, the concept of, you know, reducing this spending.
This was under Clinton, right?
No, this is the Bush years, the tax cuts that occurred.
So what happened? You know, what happened during the Clinton years that made it all work?
Well, I mean, it's the same. It's the same model that has been, you know, it's repeated itself throughout the past half century.
So then, why hasn't it worked? If it worked for Clinton, why didn't it work for Bush? Or why isn't it working for Romney? I mean, for Obama.
That's what I'm saying. In the past half century, every time we've had a Democrat in office that's applied, you know, the correct economic model, involves an increased taxation and an increased investment in the society via social programming. Mm-hmm. We start to see those effects over the course of two terms. But once the success of the right delusion manipulates enough people into adhering to it and supporting it with this idea that it's going to trickle down until we hand that power back to some corporate institution or some right-leaning politician, which proceeds in his two terms to eliminate all of the work that was done by the correct economic model that was espoused by the left. Mm-hmm. And this is saying this has occurred time and time again, and it's occurred during the Bush years. You see the improvement during the Clinton years, and you see the dismal state that the economy's in following 8 years of ridiculously overspent wars and, you know, unfunded wars that you lowered taxes and raised defense spending.
So you think that Obama's done the right thing staying in Afghanistan?
I mean, you know, having served there and in Iraq, there's no such thing as the right thing. Any involvement there is the wrong thing.
All right,
that being said,
time's
up.
Appreciate your comments. Thank you.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like it. Right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our Road Trip Ready package that includes alignment, oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Plus, save on all Goodyear tires. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Goodyear offer good through July 28. Shoppies and exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penne pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Let's move along. That was a good call from Nathan. Lots of stimulating thoughts and ideas. If you've got good ideas, thoughts, and input, help yourself to 800-510-8255. Those are the sort of calls that mean the most. I think we get more out of them. He seeks, you know, where he's coming from. However, he has a good, well-thought-out process. I don't, again, necessarily agree with him. But why do we always have to agree? Why can't we talk about these things and disagree without being disagreeable? Not to be, that's certainly a pedantic statement, but there are so many people who get so worked up. And he's right about the, in my estimation, the right wing of the Republican Party. I used to be a Republican. Wouldn't give you a nickel for the party at the moment, but I'm going to vote for Mitt Romney because I don't agree with the gentleman about Obama's policies. That's just where I am. And that's, you can be where you are. We can be thinking about things. I think the whole system is so rotten, so corrupt, so messed up, and it's been messed up by the party leadership and by those people who want power at all costs. And the system is so broken, so sick, but at the moment, you gotta, if you want to have some say in what's going on, you got to sort of follow along. I would love to have Ron Paul president. This guy wouldn't have liked that, but Obama's an abysmal failure by all records, and whether he gets reelected or he doesn't, he has no real executive experience. And I'd love to be, if the president does well, it's good for everybody, no matter who the president is. And that's what we all hope for with Obama when he came in 4 years ago. But he hasn't done well, and things aren't good, and his decisions and the people around him making decisions are just not solid. Eric Holder is a disgrace. And so the only good, real, strong leader that I can see in any of the departments is Hillary Clinton, frankly. Anyway, we're off on a toot here. Let's get back to the Sunday morning talk programs and their overview of the political realities of the campaigns from CNN State of the Union. Here's Candy Crowley taking Obama campaign advisor Robert Gibbs to task over some of the campaign's misleading attacks on Mitt Romney.
You all have invested very heavily in the Bain Capital element of trying to convince people of what Mitt Romney is about. And yet this particular ad got four Pinocchios from the Washington Post, which is not true. And this is what factcheck.org had to say. We found no evidence to support the claim that Romney, while he was still running Bain Capital, shipped American jobs overseas.
Well,
you now have a similar ad out. Why do you keep with that?
I would say that factcheck.org ought to read the Washington Post, which is the one that came up with a report that said, looking at SEC filings, that Mitt Romney and Bain Capital were pioneers in outsourcing. They shipped jobs all over the world that could and should have been.
Mitt Romney was, but the point, their point is that in fact, Mitt Romney was not running Bain. He had cut ties and gone off.
That also is not true, because Mitt Romney was the head and sole owner of Bain longer than Mitt Romney has admitted to being the sole owner of Bain. But let's understand this, because we saw this a little bit again this week. We've got a guy who believes and has been a pioneer in outsourcing jobs. And quite frankly, he owns most of his own personal investments, presumably to shield them from taxes. Candy, I don't know about you. I pick a bank because there's an ATM near my home, right? Mitt Romney had a bank account in Switzerland. He's got a shell company.
Nothing illegal, right?
Well,
no,
well
you're
we
not
don't know.
Charging that he's done anything illegal with any of this.
Candy, nobody knows why he has a corporation in Bermuda, why he failed to disclose that on seven different financial disclosures, why he transferred it to somebody else's purview the day before he became governor of Massachusetts. The one thing he could do, Candy, to clear up whether or not he's done anything illegal, whether he's shielding his income from taxes in Bermuda or Switzerland, is to do what every other presidential candidate's done, and that's release a series of years of their own tax returns. Mitt Romney's father was the pioneer for releasing a series of tax returns. The best way to figure out if Mitt Romney's complying with American tax law is to have him release more of his tax returns. This is a guy whose slogan is Believe in America, and it should be business in Bermuda. That's what Mitt Romney's all about.
Which is a great line, but again, there's no evidence here that any of the fact-checked organizations have found that, A, he outsourced jobs or was present at Bain when that happened, and, B, that he's done anything illegal. You've had a lot of advice from folks, Democrats, saying get off of this particular Bain thing. There's obviously some polling that shows, in fact, it's having some effect in some of the battleground states.
Well, again, this is an ad that's based on a report that the Washington Post did. Okay, so I would encourage everyone to go to WashingtonPost.com and read that report. The reason that we'll keep talking about this is this is important. You know, are we going to create jobs here in America? Are we going to bring them back from overseas? Are we going to do away with tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas? Or are we going to invest in manufacturing here in this country? You know, we've created 500,000 manufacturing jobs. More manufacturing jobs have been created in the last few years than since the mid-90s. Mitt Romney famously said we ought to let Detroit and the auto industry go bankrupt. Again, I go back to two very different visions about this economy.
All right, so that's Robert Gibbs, apologist for Obama, with not really answering the question from Candy Crowley about the misleading attack ads against Mitt Romney. It's easy to take these shots and not talk about what you haven't done. It's simple, right? 800-510-8255. This time around is betting on America. And that's what Mr. Obama is using as a slogan instead of what he used 4 years ago. Does it work? President Obama expecting to call on Congress to pass a one-year extension of the Bush-era tax cuts for people who earn less than $250,000. That's supposed to happen this week. And, of course, there will be some White House Rose Garden picture opportunity, the photo ops with some group of, yeah, that's just the way they do this, some group of voters. 800-510-8255. Here is a radio host, Doc Thompson, with some questions for Mitt Romney.
Listen, I am not somebody that is willing to cast a vote just because I don't like the other person. And I'm not willing this November to say I just don't like President Obama, so I'm going to vote for Mitt Romney. I want to know what he stands for. So I graciously tried to interview him. And his people just kept avoiding me, even though they would send us press release after press release. They just wouldn't have him come on. And then I noticed that Mitt Romney doesn't do a lot of interviews, certainly not anywhere they're going to ask him tough questions. Well, I have tough questions for him if he wants my vote. I don't think it's wrong for a person to have a change of mind occasionally, to learn, to grow. But you have changed on a lot of stuff, damn near every important thing. So most of us want to know, if elected, what Mitt will we get? The Mitt you now claim to be, or the Mitt you've actually been in the past? It's most important to stop President Obama. That's the answer? That's all you have? You're better than Obama, that's it? Doesn't America deserve more than I'm better than the other guy? Isn't that what we've always had? And look where we are. I mean, do you feel like you really know Mitt? Do you trust the things he says now? No, I'm not attacking Mitt Romney. I'm just not sure I can trust him. How is he any different from George W. Bush or even President Obama? It's a little less extreme? Is that what you're going to vote for? Is that what you're running for?
Is that an interesting way of looking at the campaign and candidacy of Mr. Obama, one person's thought? By the way, Doc Thompson sounds a lot like Glenn Beck, don't you think? 800-510-8255. An interesting anecdotal sidelight to what's going on in the donation department. All these million-dollar checks that are being written by people like Sheldon Adelson wrote all those checks and now supporting Romney, but he was supporting Newt Gingrich before. The corporate world has people who have become very discreet since the Citizens United decision, making it possible to donate unlimited sums to these super PACs. Many of those who are in the corporate world are throwing their weight around by giving to nonprofits. Those are tax-exempt entities that are not required to disclose who their donors are. Sometimes these donations show priorities different from those espoused by the companies in public, like Aetna Insurance. They gave $3 million to a group that attacked Obamacare supporters, even as the CEO of Aetna said he was in favor of the health reform law. What do you think of that? Corruption. Unbelievable corruption in our country. 800-510-8255. What's in this for you? You can decide and call us and share some thoughts and ideas as we continue for a few more moments on the presidential trail here on the Countdown.
Jimmy Bond. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, the seventh inning sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective in improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg asking you, how good is your memory? I'm going to ask you a question that's going to test your memory. Are you ready? Here's the question. What is the last thing you remember about someone saying something about you? One more time. What was the last thing you remember about someone saying something about you? Ready? What's your answer? Now, here's the question. What you answered, was it good or bad? Did someone have something negative to say about you, or did someone have something positive to say about you? The way you answer that question actually describes your outlook on life. If you said something bad, that means the first thing that comes to your mind is negativity. If you said something positive, that means the first thing that comes to your mind is something positive. Always retain the positive comments, the positiveness of life, and you will enjoy any question that comes up. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days. Or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. Doug Steffen here. We're talking about the presidential election. I'm looking at the electoral map and who's for whom. Looks like if the election were today, Obama starts the day with more electoral votes than does Romney. But where does it go by the end of the day? A lot of states leaning Romney, and there's some states leaning Obama, more leaning Romney, interestingly enough. But there are the votes, the states don't have as many electoral college votes, which focuses us on one of the real problems, and that's the way presidents get elected. The electoral college is an outdated idea which doesn't give you, it's like the primary season. It's rigged. It doesn't give people in California a say because by the time you get there, decisions have been made. Same is true here. This is what screwed things up for Gore in the year 2000, and it's wrong. And it ought to be fixed. We need a revolution in thinking here to deal with this problem. Here's radio host Bill Mueller talking to political analyst Paul Liznick about how both sides, that is the Democrats and the Republicans, are spinning pretty much everything, including the latest job numbers.
Everybody was waiting to see if the numbers were better than expected. Obama was going to run with them. If they were weaker than expected, Romney was going to run with them. And Romney was doing all the talking yesterday.
Yeah, there were some reports on Thursday from Sector of the Market that sort of indicated that the jobs report would be better than expected on Friday. That turned out not to be the case. You know, the bottom line, Bill, is that when the jobs report is below 100,000 jobs to 150, it's a lose for Obama. If it's about 100, 150, it's kind of a wash, and more than 150, bad news for Romney. So these numbers coming in below 100 is bad news. The president tried to spin it as best he could in Ohio yesterday, saying we're taking steps in the right direction. He always says it's not enough. But, you know, the bottom line is if voters are paying attention to the fact that there is an increase in jobs every month over the past, you know, year and a half the president's taken office, then that works to his advantage. But, of course, the Romney camp is going to make it very clear to everybody that the problem here is that this job improvement is just not swift enough.
Paul, it's so interesting to me, the perspective of the voter. It really doesn't matter what the long-term picture is. Doesn't matter if the challenger's ideas maybe are not all that good. They aren't the magic bullet. If in the few months before an election, when people are paying more attention, and if it's at that point the economy is stinky, then the chances for a re-election for the incumbent sinks.
There's no question. No president has ever been re-elected with the unemployment rate where it is right now. In fact, it would have to get down to 7.2 or so. Otherwise, make history moment if the president were to be re-elected at an unemployment level of around 8. And there's no question that it is going to be all about the economy. You know, it's interesting. It won't be too. In fact, the economy has taken the discussion we probably would have had this morning about the, you know, the Supreme Court decision and Mitt Romney's flip-flop, basically saying it wasn't a tax and now saying it's a tax just because he bent to pressure from the right. The point is that could have dominated the headlines this week, making Mitt Romney look bad. Mitt Romney took a deep sigh of relief when the economy stepped in and relieved him of having to explain himself.
800-510-8255. Romney is not the greatest, no question about it. Obama on the scale is certainly not the greatest either. And so and you compare Obama to Bush in some of the areas that are important to most of you who think it through. For example, our opportunities in science, math, those sorts of things. New scientists that are coming out of school, we're trying to encourage them supposedly, but you can't find a decent job because we push people into the sciences. Academia supports, but then the jobs in these areas are disappearing steadily and have been for the past certainly 12 to 14 years. Why is that? People who work for the drug companies, most of the work is being done offshore. Biologists and chemists not doing a lot of work in this country. And certainly the space program getting cut down and down and down isn't helping the world of science either. Food for thought from the countdown of 51 after the hour.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
On the countdown, we move on to the discussion on the radio and television of the heat wave. And yes, always when there's a heat wave like this, or any change, violent or otherwise in the weather, it's global warming that becomes the focus. So we'll stick with the Sunday morning programs first, the TV programs. On ABC, Terry Moran talked to a panel of quote-unquote experts, including Mort Zuckerman, E.J. Dionne, George Will, Steve Ratner, and Gwen Ifill. I don't know if they're experts. They're all yakking heads about the heat wave.
What's the blame for this extreme heat? The thing that strikes me as odd is that we don't make neuroscience, brain surgery, a political question. But we have made whether or not the climate is changing because of human activities an article of political faith on both sides. That seems silly.
Well, I think there is probably the chance that weather has a broader application than brain surgery. I don't know why I come up to that conclusion, but it is something that really affects, you know, the vast number of American people. So why shouldn't it be an issue? You know, people, particularly people losing their home. I mean, the great American dream has long been to have your own home in the suburbs in particular. I mean, the great American dream may now be getting a job now, but it's still a key factor for every American.
Climate change is a political issue.
Well, it is a political issue because the question is, are you going to do something about it or not? And, you know, it's during heat waves, belief in global warming goes up, surprise, surprise, in the polls. But what we've really seen is wild weather, not only here, but all over the world. And what I don't understand is why people are so resistant, why my conservative friends are so resistant in taking out an insurance policy. There is a lot of evidence that human activity is changing the climate. There's not a lot of dispute among scientists about this. Why wouldn't we want to take out an insurance policy to protect ourselves? Because if we go wrong on this, we're making an awfully big mistake.
George?
You asked us, how do we explain the heat? One word, summer. I grew up in central Illinois in a house without air conditioning. What is so unusual about this? Now, come the winter, there will be a cold snap and lots of snow, and the same guys like EJ will start lecturing us. There's a difference between the weather and the climate. I agree with that. We're having some hot weather. Get over it.
But wait a minute. I agree with that, but the 10 hottest years on record
have been in the last 12 years. The 20 hottest years on record have been in the last 30 years. There is a lot of science around this. The polar ice caps, everything we've all read, I don't think we can just ignore it, George. And it is an issue because it's something that, that our political leaders need to do something about, unlike neuroscience.
Is it an issue for voters? Is this salient? Is this even on the radar screen?
I come back to my argument in favor of vacations. I believe this is what most voters are thinking about now. I don't think they're getting drawn into scientific or political discussions about climate change. They just want it to stop and they want their power to stay on. Now, of course, there are ramifications for this, and none of this comes for free. But I don't think that this election is going to be decided on it.
All right, a lot of blah, blah there. Here's radio host Daryl Parks talking about some of the things pet owners need to think about before going out or even at home with their pets.
Be careful of your dogs. Quick story. On 4th of July, I took my dog to the Anderson 4th of July parade. I got home, said to my wife, I said, hey, let's go. And she said, all right. I said, why don't we take the dog? And she said, okay. So we take the dog, and we're standing there in the parking lot at the Anderson Town Center and talking to a neighbor. And he says, hey, man, your dog's burning his feet. And I said, what? And there's the dog lifting his paws. I'm like, oh, my God. Hadn't even thought of that. So watch out for your dogs and make sure that they stay cool as well. Case in point. Case in point, Cincinnati police. Some guy finds a dog yesterday in Cincinnati, fellow named Tuan Johnson. He said, I didn't want anything to happen to the stray. So what he did is he found the dog, he took it to the police station. When he got there, they said, hey, just look, just tie it up to the pole outside, away from the police station, we'll call the SPCA, which they did. They called the SPCA at 5:35. About 90 minutes later, the SPCA got another call saying, hey, don't bother coming because the dog has died. That ain't good. Not good at all. The chief of police said he's very concerned. He has called in people off duty to begin an internal investigation. They feel bringing the dog inside the station may have posed a threat to citizens. Well, couldn't they have locked the dog in an office instead of tying it up to a pole outside the police station? I mean, this is a lack of common sense. Look, I'm a dog lover, and I'm not going to make any excuses of not being a dog lover, but I mean, when it's 104 degrees outdoors, which it was yesterday afternoon, it was a record-breaking day, 104. We're experiencing temperatures this area has not seen since 1936.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.